Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
Welcome back to the official Red Sox podcast, Inside the Monster, presented by Odyssey, with myself, Steve Perrault, and Joey Capone. It is time for a Rangers-Red Sox series preview, and to start that off, you know what time it is. It's time for Joey Capone to do the pitching matchups.
Okay, folks, the Sox kick off a September with their worst record since 2014 with three games against the Texas Rangers. Game one is going to be Glenn Otto versus Rich Hill. Hill enters September 2022, his 511th month alive, with an ERA of 4.32 on the year. His last time out, he set the world on fire with seven scoreless innings and 11 punchouts. Speaking of punchouts, when Hill was born, Sugar Ray Leonard was the welterweight champion of the world, who was, of course, defeated later that year, Steve, by
Mike Tyson.
Roberto Duran, no relation. Glenn Otto spells his name with two N's, in case you wanted a reason to immediately hate him. Glennina has tossed six games in last year, rounding up 2021 with a stunning 9.26 ERA. This August, he's had a 2.93 ERA over 28 innings. That being said, he's the worst at, well, everything. He loves walking dudes, hates striking dudes out, and has no interest in getting dudes to chase. Look for him to suck. Game two. It's going to be Dallas Keuchel versus Nick Pivetta. Nick Pivetta is a Canadian professional baseball player for the Boston Red Sox. He's Canadian. Since the beginning of July, his ERA is 6.49. Or, as they say in Canada, 6.49. Opponents are batting 3.07 against him over that span. Pivetta, more like, you're better than that, Nick. Do better. Dallas Keuchel.
More like, do better.
I should have said do better. Yeah. Dallas Keuchel has pitched twice against the Sox this year with Chicago, combining for eight earned in eight innings. In his debut with the Rangers, he allowed seven runs in five and a third. Texas would go on to lose that game.
Damn.
Believe it or not. Game three is going to be Cole Reagans, who cares, versus Brian Bayo. Bayo has a magical changeup that continues to be untouchable, and he's been using it to chip away at that early on ERA. Personally, I don't think we talk enough about just how young he looks. He looks very young. There's no chance in hell I would sell beer to Brian Bayo. Wouldn't happen.
No.
Cole Reagans will be making his fifth big league start in this series. His two main pitches, a four-seamer and a changeup, couldn't be more different from a results standpoint. Opponents are batting 371 against his fastball and just 095 against his change. And that is going to do it for your pitching preview. Steve?
Very well done, Joey Capone. It is time for the weather update, brought to you by Ed's Bubblegum.
Chew it and pop it.
Game one on Thursday, going to be upper 50s. We're getting to that time of the year in September where you can have some hot days and then it becomes some cool nights.
Amen. Amen.
Amen to that. Upper 50s, mid to upper 50s on Thursday night. Want to bring an extra layer. You know, bring an extra lay to the old ball yard. I'm excited for this time of year. Mm-hmm. I've been waiting, man. It's been super hot this summer. I want to start wearing more layers to cover up the fat. On Friday, it's similar. 57 degrees. It's not going to rain on Thursday or Friday. Saturday is an afternoon game, mid to late afternoon. It's a 4 o'clocker. It's going to be around mid-60s. Again, not going to rain, which is nice for Bayo Day. And on Sunday, early afternoon game. Watch out for thunderstorms potentially on Sunday, but you know what that means. They're not going to happen because they never do. And that is your weather update brought to you by Ed's Bubblegum.
Chew it and pop it. I love that we're getting to hoodie season, dude. I also I hate not being able to wear a jersey. Well, not being able, but not wearing jerseys to the games because the hoodie with a jersey over it look unmatched.
It's good.
Unmatched.
It's good. Yeah, I used to wear the same Sox jersey to like every game. It's like the 90s BP Mitchell and Ness. I would mm-hmm. wear that in the Jurassic Park hat just constantly. I should bring the JP hat back, Jurassic Park Security. Mm. I have a different version of it. I don't know where the 2018 one is. That's lost in the wilderness somewhere, but I'm going to bring that hat back for September just for old time's sake. A little Rangers breakdown here. Rangers are 13 in the majors in team OPS. They are 12th in the majors in runs scored. 21st in the majors in team ERA at 4.10. Corey Seager, as you would imagine, leads the team in homers with 29. Adolis Garcia leads the team in RBIs with 80. At least we have a team that a guy has like a respectable amount of RBIs in September. Yeah. Some of these teams that they've played recently, it's like your top RBI guy is like 50. What are we? Yeah.
Finally, the Sox get some real competition here.
Yeah, geez, it's taken them a while. They've just been crushing everybody. And
thank God Rangers, they finally faced the foreboding Texas Rangers.
The foreboding?
The scary, I don't know, the big
looming. Have I ever heard that word before? Foreboding?
My guess is it would be in Jurassic Park.
Foreboding. Fearful apprehension, a feeling that something bad will happen. Okay. Wow. I feel like that goes well with Stranger Things.
Yeah. They love the do you watch with the closed captions?
I don't watch anything with closed captions.
Never mind then. Carry on.
Outside of like Squid Games, you know.
Fair enough. Yeah. You don't speak Korean?
No, actually, that's a lie. Part's not a lie. No, the other thing was a lie. I like how they do like Squid Games with dubbing it in English, but like it's actually good now. Like it's not.
They redid
like,
it.
They for the English speaking audience, there is a Squid Games version that's not in Korean. It's.
Did you watch it dubbed?
Yes. Yeah, I did.
I thought I remember seeing a lot of hate about that, about the voice acting.
It's not as bad as it used to be. Like, it's really not. And you get used to it. Your brain just kind of syncs up with it. And you're like, all right, this is obviously not lining up with his lips and the mouth and anything, but whatever. These are the words he's saying. So it was really cool. I'm excited for season two. Rangers have lost 4 games in a row. The Red Sox went 12-16 in August. Predictions for this one, I don't have much. I'm just excited for Bayo Day. Really want to see a super fun start on Saturday from Brian Bayo. And, just another series. I have some fun at the ball yard, huh, Joe?
Yeah. Cassis debut, perhaps? I think
potentially.
That's...
I don't love when Cora's saying September as if, that's a classic, like, oh, yeah, Billy, we'll get to that eventually. That feels like it's a not urgent thing. That should be right now. He should be on this roster.
I've heard
and we
and seen
see some
things that make it seem like it's inevitable, like it's happening. It's not.
I think it's happening. So. I just want it to happen immediately. Is what I'm saying.
Cotillo made it sound like those two call ups are happening tomorrow. So if they decide to call up somebody that's not Cassis, that would be interesting.
Call ups are happening today.
Dude, yeah, today, Thursday, SEP 1.
Thursday, SEP 1.
Yeah. So I'd be stunned.
I don't have much else for
the
series.
Worcester Cats.
Yeah. What else you got for this Worcester Cats?
two cats from Worcester.
Like that's the team name, the Worcester Cats.
The Woo Cats.
What else you got for the series? I don't have much else. I don't think anyone has any expectation for this. It's like, well, you better beat them in the series, but haven't we had these four gamers where it's like, yeah, you should win the four gamer, but then they don't, and you're just left here like, yippee.
Wait, is this four?
Yes.
Oh, well, the pitching preview is incomplete then.
That's fine. We'll let people guess what the other guys are.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I mean, I think that there's, even though the hope has kind of been sucked out of most of us, there's still some positive things. Like you said, Bayo finding his groove, going to want to, you know, that's going to be exciting, I guess. Look for him to keep finding his stuff. Hopefully a Cassis debut. That would be the biggest one. Just inject some life here. Because watching just this squad, you know, have a 400 win percentage on the way out is nothing. But seeing Cassis hit a bomb at Fenway, wouldn't that That'd just be nice. Make things feel... Yeah, would just give you something to root for.
This is kind of like... September is going to be similar to how football teams look to close their season out that aren't making the playoffs. It's like, let's get a little momentum going into next season, into training camp. Come back with a little more purpose and a little more, yeah, we can do this if we spread it out over a whole season. That's what the Red Sox are doing in September. It would be nice to see Trevor Story keep this going, keep this little stretch going since he got back from the IL, and have a very solid close to the season. And outside of that, it's like, yeah, let's see if Devers can turn it around. If you had to set the over-under for amount of games he's going to play the rest of the year, what would you set it at?
I just don't know.
I'd go 11.5. You think over or under 11.5?
Over.
Okay.
But also there's a chance that today, Thursday, he just says, like, yeah, no, you know what? It's my wrist. I don't want to do this anymore. It's my wrist. I'm going to get hurt. So.
And he's played through stuff before. I mean, last playoff run, his whole forearm was all messed.
There's a difference between being a team that, like, has the juice in October and is rolling versus a team that does not have the juice in September.
It's a lot different. It is trivia time, Joey.
Okay, yeah. Hit me with some trivia. Oh, about the Rangers? I'm going to nail this. I grew up a Rangers fan.
We'll see how close you come here. How many home runs did Alex Rodriguez have during his time on the Rangers? He played there for three seasons.
Three seasons, okay. I know 696 total.
Yes. He was there for...
It was like his prime years, right? It was right before he went to the Yankees.
01, 02, and 03 before he joined the Yankees after almost joining the Boston Red Sox. That's one of the craziest things ever. The implications that would have, I mean, we don't have enough time on this one, but like would have involved Manny, would have involved Maglio, Adonias, would have involved Noma.
Who knows what that does to the Yankees dynasty?
Yeah. Do they win in 09 without A-Rod? Probably not.
Man, okay, three seasons. I'm going to say 117.
117, final answer?
Final answer.
156.
Holy.
This guy averaged 52 homers a year in Texas.
I did not realize that. I would want it to be low rather than high, because it would have sucked if you were like, listen to how high this number is. And I was like, 170?
Your guess was not bad. I would have said probably the same thing. Like, what was yours again? 117?
117. So I averaged like
a little
39.
Under 40 a year. That actually feels about right. The guy averaged 52 a year when he was
52
Texas.
A year.
It was ridiculous. And it felt like it. I remember that was really when I was like starting to follow stats, not Red Sox stats, but like baseball stats.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this guy Alex Rodriguez is insane. He basically hit like, let's get his... It's worth doing the baseball reference treatment here of seeing what his Texas numbers were. In 3 years in Texas, he hit .305 with over 1,000 OPS, 156 homers, 395 RBIs. Yeah, this guy was good. He had a slug of .615.
Mm-hmm.
That is something. The juice, Joe, the juice. You're talking
Corey
about juice.
Corey Seager find it? Because I haven't really heard much since... He did not have it.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of that's just because it's the Rangers, right? Where it's like you're not, you know, overall it's been a disappointing year for them considering they... I mean, this is probably what should have been expected because they still have a lot of, you know, missing pieces and it's like it's better than the last few seasons. Martin Perez, obviously a huge part of the equation over there and haven't seen as much recently, but he was dominating early on.
Yeah.
It's really good. Yeah, Rangers are 58-71.
The Rangers are one of those teams that we talked about a couple episodes ago where, like, it's weird to think that there are Rangers fans.
There's a lot of them.
You know what I mean? It's just weird. I don't know. It's weird to think, like, you wake up and you're just like, let's go Rangers.
Yeah.
You're like, hell yeah, Corey Seager. gets to go to Globe Life this weekend.
One of my friend's dads in college was like a huge Texas Rangers fan, which is bizarre just to like know a huge Texas Rangers fan.
Yeah.
And that was in like the early 2010s there. And I just remember watching the World Series in St. Louis. I wasn't in St. Louis, but I'm just saying that World Series. Game six. I will never forget, just as a baseball fan, Nelson Cruz deserves so much more blame for not going like 100%, 100 million percent trying to catch that ball that David Freese hit. If you watch that replay, I mention it every year. I make sure it doesn't get forgotten.
Right now.
Do you remember this?
No.
The David Freese triple in game six that would have been the last out of the World Series. It drives me insane every time I watch it.
2011, game six. Right, shot Oppo, it is Nelson Cruz.
First and second, Rangers up two.
I don't know about that.
Two outs, 1-2 count. He like pulls up. Oh my God, Joey, it drives me nuts every time I see
it. Does he pull up?
He coasts. After a couple steps, he kind of starts coasting.
Yeah.
And it hits the bottom of the wall. Oh, he should have caught that ball. It is just, if you catch this ball, you win the World Series. He coasts.
That's okay. Yeah, that's true. That's true. You catch the ball, you win the World Series. That is actually pretty nice. Tony La Russa. Tony, huh?
It's tough.
Shout out,
man.
Tony. Hope Tony's doing all right.
You win the only World Series in your team's history if you just go all out for that ball. It doesn't get brought. If this was a Red Sox player, we'd be talking about it every day.
I mean, that guy would be, he wouldn't be welcome back in the city limits.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's kind of how it goes here.
Crazy. A-Rod, 52 homers a year with the Rangers.
What is their plan, the Rangers?
Their plan is to sell tickets for the new stadium and to ideally build off of some of the huge stars that they've locked up.
But they're not trying to do anything, right? Is that just like a symptom of
their plans just to be like a 500 team every year, like a little below.
Right? It feels like it though. Because it's like
that's the goal.
It's like your division is stacked enough and then like you're not getting a wild card spot with like the rest of the league being what it is, especially the East.
Dude, I'm excited for the offseason.
Yeah. I'm well, like talking baseball. I'm like, this is interesting because like there, and you're like, yeah, you know what? I wish we weren't talking about baseball right now.
No, but like you talk about like what's their plan. Like I just immediately went into like, I don't know, but I'm trying to think of the Red Sox plan and it's like similar confusion over here. So it's, we'll see. That's it for the preview. That's it.
Rangers, I'm calling it. That's it for the season.
I'm calling it. That's it. That's the last show we're doing. Rangers Red Sox series preview. Just win them all. Might as well just go out there and win them all. That would be fun.
Be cool.
We got a cool interview coming up at the end of this week. And that is the next you will hear from Joey and I. But for Joey Capone, I'm Steve Peralco, Sox again.